Hello, I'm Marnie Chesterton. Welcome to the Science Hour from the BBC. This is the podcast where we offer you the highlights in science, health and technology. On today's show, Kerala in southern India is still recovering from extraordinary floods that peaked over 2 days in mid-August. In just a moment, we'll hear how these kind of extreme monsoon floods are three times as common these days as they were 50 years ago. But first, an appalling recent flooding in Kerala, southwest India, reminds us what a double-edged sword the South Asian monsoon is. Bringing blessed relief from the summer heat and much-needed water to the subcontinent, each year it also threatens to wreak havoc and destroy lives. The devastation in Kerala was exceptional. 1 million people have taken emergency shelter in 4,000 relief camps across the state. Nearly 400 died. NASA this week released satellite images underlining the widespread flooding. For a sense of perspective, Roland Pease turned to climate scientist Roxy Cole of the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology, who's currently a visiting researcher at the USA's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Roxy's research has shown that monsoons have been getting weaker, delivering less rain on average, though extreme floods have paradoxically become way more common. But it turns out he also had a more personal reason to be interested on this occasion.
I'm originally from Kerala. My family and relatives are all right. And my parents, they're seeing this kind of flood for the first time in their life. Even my grandparents might not have seen a flood like this, especially in our area. There was a large flood in 1924, but the impact of the current floods were much more.
So that's a kind of personal view of the floods in Kerala, Roxy. But as a meteorologist, you actually have a much better sense of whether these are very extreme events.
Yes, it was an extreme event. I will classify it as a compound event where you have multiple factors coming together in. But on top of that, we had extreme rainfall, especially on the last 2 days, which was the nail in the coffin and which made the disaster huge.
And when you say on the last days, how extreme was it?
We had on 15th and 16th of August, for the state average rainfall, we had about 130 to 140 millimeter per day rainfall. And that 2 days of rain, we got about 1 month's rainfall for the entire state. If you look at the entire week, we got about 350% more rainfall than normal. So that's how exceptional it was, and it has never happened in the past century.
Can you see a reason why it was so exceptional?
Usually the monsoon winds blow from the Arabian Sea over Kerala towards the Bay of Bengal. We call it the southwesterly monsoon winds. And in the recent decades, we are seeing large fluctuations in these monsoon winds. So we saw a similar fluctuation or enhancement of monsoon winds during these years. And from what I understand from the analysis of satellite data and the rainfall data is that these extreme rain events coincide well with the strengthening of the monsoon winds during these few days, which took a lot of moisture from the Arabian Sea and dumped inland over Kerala. And Kerala, you know, you have these Western Ghats where more than 50% of the state is hilly area. And along with that, we had a low pressure system active in the Bay of Bengal. Usually these low pressure systems form over the north of Bay of Bengal. But this time, this low pressure system was tilted southward towards the south of Bay of Bengal. And this kept these winds from the Arabian Sea towards the south and resulted in this heavy rains over Kerala.
So it's the moist air that's being blown off the Arabian Sea, hits the mountains, it dumps all that moisture, and that's what you saw. And it's been drawn that way, in a sense, because of this low pressure being further south than normal.
Yep.
One reason, Roxy, I wanted to ask you about this is you've been studying the changes in monsoon strength for the past few decades.
We have been looking at Indian Met Department data for the past 100 plus years. And what we have seen is in the past 50 to 60 years, there has been some weakening of the monsoon winds. Coinciding with that, a steady decline in the rainfall over central India. And at the same time, there are fluctuations in this rainfall. So some of these regions where you have a decrease in the rainfall are also receiving extreme rainfall events. So basically, now you have a monsoon where you have more long dry spells intermittent with heavy rainfall events. So even the climate projection shows that heavy rainfall events with 3 to 6 days are increasing, while the long dry spells are also increasing at the same time.
So you're saying that it's not just a question of how much moisture the air holds, but also which way it's moving, the circulation, and that's why you're seeing these variations in extreme events and this general drying. Does the current monsoon fit in with that pattern?
The current monsoon, at the moment from June to the end of August, we are still at 6 to 7% deficit, the total monsoon rainfall for the entire India. But at the same time, we had a few extreme events like Kerala. And Kerala, in that week where you had the floods itself, we got more than 350% rainfall in 1 week. So to some extent, yes, it does.
We keep on asking this question for all the extreme and unusual events we've been having this 2018. Is this related, do you believe, to global warming?
That's a tough question. It's always difficult to attribute individual events to climate change. But what we know is that these extreme rains and floods are increasing manifold over India, the threefold increase in the frequency of these extremes. And though we cannot specifically say that this fits well into the picture of global warming, at the same time, some of the signature of the current event, for example, the strengthening of the monsoon winds and the spread of the rainfall, the intensity of the rainfall, fits well into the climate change picture.
Roxy Cole on a line from Seattle, Washington.